know, someone might say, I'm glad that old skin flick finally
died.
Okay, but is there another cruel term they might use if they didn't care for him?
Passed away.
Okay. Would you ever, have you ever kicked the bucket? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might say the old skin flick what?
Kicked the bucket.
Okay.
I'd hate to say that about anybody,
though.
That's
cruel. Talking about someone who died, you might say, he's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he, or the doctor might say, no one's figured out what he, no one, or they don't know the reason why this person died. They think he had a disease, but they don't know which one it is. So they said, we haven't figured out what he
died with.
Okay. What do you call the place where people are buried?
That's what?
The place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
If, sometimes it's, they're just family areas.
That's family cemetery.
Okay. Are there any other names?
Graveyard.
Okay. Are there any more recent terms that you have heard, or these the words that are still used?
Well, they call them gardens in these big cemeteries.
But that's a pretty new word.
Yeah, it's lately to me, of course, it's Elizabeth, and there's a lot of them that fix up statues, you know, and call it a certain dog.
I see. And what do you call maybe the box that people are buried in?
Casket.
Okay. Are there any old-fashioned terms for those?
Yeah, we used to call them caskets, or coffins when I helped make them.
Okay. Oh, did you make those? And what do you call the ceremony at the cemetery when someone's died and the preacher is usually there?
I don't know what you call it. I never heard nobody say what you call it.
Well, it's where the preacher usually says something about the person that passed away, and all of the friends and relatives come.
I know what you're talking about, but I never heard it, you know, said anything.
Funeral? Yeah.
No, I didn't think you meant that.
Oh, well,
they don't have
else?
A funeral here at the graveyards. They have that at churches.
Oh, at the church.
Uh-huh.
Is there something else?
Yeah, they say something, but you know, if one says one thing, one another at the cemetery.
I see. If people are all dressed in black after a funeral, you say they are in
mourning.
Okay. If someone meets you in the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you say, oh, I'm
fine.
Okay. Or what if it's just average, you know? You say I'm
all out.
Okay. Let's see. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. And the disease that you were saying you had in your joint.
Arthritis.
Is there another name for that? I guess it's an older term.
Rheumatism.
Okay. And what is a disease of the throat that children used to have?
Tonsillitis.
Okay, how about if there were blisters inside the throat?
Diphtheria.
Is there another word for that? Or is that the only one you ever used around here?
Sore throat and diphtheria and tonsillitis is all I ever heard.
Okay. What about a disease that turns the skin yellow?
Yellow genders.
Okay. Now, sometimes people have a pain, I guess right here or here, and they have to go to the doctor and have it, something removed.
Appendicitis.
Okay. Do you remember what people called it before they knew that it was appendicitis?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the cramp colic? Or?
Yeah. I've seen people with that.
Well, is that the same thing?
No, I don't think so now.
Okay.
Because our daddy, he'd take that often and draw him double, you know, almost. And then my brother had it, and he's come down.